We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, my first reaction to this, seeing it was on TikTok, was like, wow, who filmed this and posted it? But it was literally Brandon Ayuk who filmed it himself. I don't know if he was actually doing the filming, but he certainly did the posting, clearly sending a message to his former teammate and maybe everyone that in his mind, the 49ers don't want him. But they do want him. They just want him at their price. It is not a negotiation, to my knowledge, that has been completely dead. They just have not done a deal yet. And it's pretty clear that Brandon Ayuk wants the kind of money that Amon-Ra St. Brown ended up making, about $28 million average over the first 3 years of his deal. The 49ers are not there yet. They like him. They really like him. They just have not been able to come together on a deal. So maybe that's kind of the feeling that Brandon Ayuk was trying to give out.
I don't think Ayuk feels like they'll get there. I don't think he believes the 49ers are just posturing or negotiating with him and eventually it'll happen because he's in his feelings posting these videos. If it was just his agent thinking, be patient, stay with me on this. If you want to be a 49er, it'll happen. It just might not happen until days before the season starts. Like with Nick Bosa last year, you just have to trust me to do my job. No, he's going on social media and TikTok and he's posting these videos and he's fine with it getting out there. He's the one that's distributing it, not someone secretly or privately doing it against his own permission, against his own free will here. So it begs the question, what's going to happen? Now we have the Steelers releasing Denzel Mims. Mims, a wide receiver out of nowhere. And we have now Patrick Queen putting out laughing face emojis on social media, which has me wondering if he's like, oh, my God, our team is going to be ridiculous this year because we just got Brandon Ayuk. I mentioned Michael Lombardi's comments. He said to this was not to McAfee. I was wrong. This is on his own podcast. The quote from him was, there was a lot of talk at the draft that Pittsburgh thought they made a trade. Whether it was for Debo or Ayuk, I don't know. But then things kind of fell apart late. And then we know that Brian McFadden came out and talked about the significant playmaker thing. So there's been all kinds of smoke here. And Ray Fittipaldo has even said he thinks that the 49ers and Steelers will make a trade. That the number two wide receiver is not on the roster right now. And the most likely player to be added to the roster is one of these 49ers guys. 412-928-9370. And I'm here for it. Without this, look, do I think the Steelers can win nine games and squeak into the playoffs again? Of course I do, because I think they'll get better quarterback play. They'll have more than 13 touchdowns this year from the quarterback position. Russell Wilson, at the bare minimum, would be better than that. And I am intrigued by Justin Fields. I've always been. I thought last year he was going to have a monster season. He did not. I still think that's in there somewhere with him. So I have optimism, and I'm excited about both of those guys to varying degrees. But the AFC is so loaded. If they are going to win a playoff game for the first time since 2016, they need another weapon. I don't think they're going to win playoff games by going old school and running the ball like crazy, not turning the ball over, and playing great defense. 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. Here is Kevin on the fan. Hello, Kevin. Hi, Kev.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, kind of. Are you driving right now? Are we on speakerphone?
I got in a pelting rainstorm just when you called
me.
Oh,
yes.
But I'm pulling over. So, yeah, I'm one of those Steeler fans, longtime Steeler fan. I go back to the 70s. I'm one of your older listeners right now. But I'll tell you this, IU, he's already complaining about being San Francisco because he's with a Super Bowl contender. I don't want to whine and cry and die of a diva, whatever you want to call it.
But he's not going to be if he gets paid.
Yeah, but we don't need to be paying that kind of money for a receiver.
Why?
We don't even know what he's going to do. Because we don't have a quarterback to throw to him, for one thing.
That's a pretty defeatist attitude this year. Why don't we just throw in the towel and play for draft picks now then, Kevin?
I think you build up. You work your way up, and it'll be another year or two. And then after this year?
Oh, so we gotta wait 8-9 years without a playoff winner around here? No urgency whatsoever. Let's slowly build it.
Look how long we've been waiting off so far.
Well, he just got a 3-year contract extension, Kevin. So you're saying they could bring in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and they couldn't win a playoff game as long as Mike Tomlin was the head coach?
And I'm highly disappointed in that extension.
So what are we supposed to do then? Every move they make, we have to say, well, it doesn't mean a hill of beans because they still have Mike Tomlin as the head coach. Oh, breaking news story. They just traded for Patrick Mahomes. Oh, hold on a second. They still have Mike Tomlin. That means they're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs again.
I know you don't want to hear this, but they never should have got rid of Kenny Pickett. We got Russell Wilson, who's washed up, and Justin Fields, who everybody knows can't even throw the ball. He doesn't know where he's at. The Steelers, until they get themselves...
Well, somehow, and you know I was a Kenny guy, but somehow he's managed to throw for more touchdowns in his career than Kenny Pickett. So what does that say about Kenny Pickett for Justin Fields?
I know OTAs don't mean a whole lot, but look how he's tearing it up over there. He's going to be a good quarterback.
It's practice in shorts. He was 5-for-5 in the preseason last year, which means more than practice now.
I said, what has Justin Fields done in his career? Nothing.
I don't know. He had 1,000 yards rushing, and only like two guys in NFL history have ever done that before, Kevin.
So we want another. You want another Lamar Jackson? You want a quarterback that's running all over the place that can't
win nothing? I'm not the biggest Lamar Jackson fan, but I would take Lamar Jackson over Kenny Pickett. The guy's won 2 MVP awards and was just in the AFC Championship game.
Just get back to playing Steeler football like we did in the 70s.
The rules aren't like that anymore. And by the way, Mel Blunt did. They didn't even play that way in 78 and 79. They were a bombs away offense, and Bradshaw won the MVP in 78. So saying let's get back to Steelers football, that ain't even the case in the late 70s. They weren't playing that way. They were airing it out, Kev.
We're never going to get back to Steelers football as long as Tomlin's in there. I know his turn from an IU.
All right, Kevin. Well, thank you. Ayuk does look just like Tomlin, doesn't he? Sean, you are a 49ers fan. But
when you said the father-son, I thought you were talking Tomlin Ayuk, yeah.
And Ayuk has even put that out there. He fueled the fire.
It's that one picture. Because I didn't really think that watching him until I saw that picture. It is eerie how similar he looks to Mike Tomlin.
412-928-9370. I mean, this is the biggest NFL story right now, that one wide receiver, all these wide receivers have gotten paid. One guy is not getting paid and is very frustrated about it. And all of the national outlets are linking him to the Steelers. So other than Kevin, who's saying it doesn't matter because Tomlin sucks as a coach, does anyone else other than me have an opinion on this? 412-928-9370. That is 412-928-9370. I'd like to talk to someone who is not in a driving rainstorm about this, and I would like to make it more about Ayuk than Tomlin, but you tell me how you feel. First, a headline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.